And while traveling for a dini safar and returning back home, all the makatib used to see to, and all the prisoner in the prisons he used to work, and he was doing very great work, very quietly, discreetly, but mashallah, a lot of great work. And his niece had seen a dream the day before he passed away, a very Mubarak dream, that she was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and all the details she wrote, that there wasn't the ghilaf, the cloth covering over the Kaaba, and it was very, very high. And Hajar-e Aswad was also more higher than as we know it. And she was touching the Kaaba Sharif, and the awe that the person feels when the person is at the Kaaba, touches the Kaaba, she felt that. Then she was lifted to where the Hajar-e Aswad was, and then she saw there was a passage that was going into the Kaaba Sharif. She went in, and there she heard Maulana making bayan. So Allah called him for making bayan in Kaaba Sharif. MashaAllah. But also one thing she heard, she says that many of our friends who she knows, the Khanqa brother people, but they were not listening. They were not paying attention. So that is one thing that we, a deficiency on our side, that we are not listening properly, we are not being attentive, etc. We are not benefiting. But alhamdulillah, see, Allah called him away to make bayan right in the Kaaba Sharif. And this was for many great buzurgs also. Maulana Yusuf Kandewi, rahmatullah alayhi, there it is, people saw a dream that Allah told him, make bayan, tawheed of the oneness of Allah. So he said, to who will I make? There is no one here. In dunya I should make big, big ijtimas, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. Allah made an ijtima of the farishta and told him to make bayan there. Then one great alim of Pakistan also, he visited us, and alhamdulillah we had the honor to host him also, Maulana Dhial Haq Qasmi. He also used to make lot bayan on Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. When he passed away, Allah Ta'ala told him to make bayan. And Allah made a gathering of the malaika to attend. And they made bayan there. So mashallah, fortunate are those people whom Allah accept and who have that fikr and concern. Not just bayans, but that inside fikr, that is what Allah sees to. And not that we want to promote ourselves and we want to impress the people with our bayans, but for sincerely for Allah's pleasure, then Allah gives us great concern, great honor, that a person there also makes bayan, and he makes bayan to the malaika. What a great honor. So Allah, who was our very good, strong, and he was one of those brothers also that I included in the five brothers of the Shura of our Khanqa, because of the concern that he has. And always he had a very good opinion and gave very good ideas. And he was not one that he wanted to promote himself, but he wanted the goodness of the Khanqa. And also you could see the love that he used to have for his Shaykh. And that also, mashallah, is a great, great quality. And today he's gone in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And the lesson that we have to take, we also are marching and walking, running in the same direction. But how much are we preparing? We should also prepare. Then also, our very close friend, Haji Rafiq Badat of Lens, his mother also passed away in yesterday. She passed away also, she was very old, and she was sickly, and she also has passed on to the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Suleiman, our Dr. Suleiman, just informed me now that Ahmed Bey Dokrat Lali is very famous. His wife has passed away in Medina Sharif, just today, just now. So mashallah, Allah bless us also with Mubarak Maut, and also Allah be pleased with us while we're living also. And forward, we have to love the life, and Allah has given it to us so clearly, as the night is different from the day, and the day is different from the night, Allah has given it to us. And even in these times of so being distanced from deen, that Allah has opened the opportunities for everyone. Whoever wants to practice on deen, the opportunities are there. There is, mashallah, the masajid are there. For our children, the madaris are there. We have got no excuse. He's just making the right choice. And the evil lifestyle is also there. You choose that lifestyle or you choose the lifestyle to please Allah. But it is open in front for everyone. And then, mashallah, work of tabligh is carrying on so much. Person can take part. Today, Allah's fazal. Generally, in the world, the Khanqa silsila also, Allah has opened it more. So, a person can take part in there. All these things are open for a person. It's a matter of our choice. What we're going to choose. How we love what our spouses, the wife with the husband with the wife, how we treat them, etc. And how we want to dress is our choice. There is no, alhamdulillah, we are not at that stage where we are forced that we can't wear Islamic dressing, etc. Freely we can dress, our azans we can give, our namazes we can make, everything. So it's a choice which is with us. And if we make the right choice, then once when we leave this world, for eternal, forever and ever, what enjoyment and what pleasure. And if unfortunately, for this little while, we make the wrong choice, then unfortunately, we will have to suffer the consequences also, forever and ever. So let us not be fooled with the temptations of this dunya, with our nafs that produce the things of this dunya, etc. Also another thing of Maulana Abdul Qadir sir, before I forget, I have already, it was supposed to be right at the beginning, all of us read three times Qulhu Allah and pass the sawab to Hazrat Maulana, inshallah. So, and the sawab has reached him already. And he knows that they in the Khanqa, the Saatis, had gathered and they had sent me this. And for each one of us that we read, one whole Quran Sharif sawab. How, what great amount. And they appreciate it. They are informed who sent it also. And they appreciate it very, very greatly. Even if a person has the highest, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got the highest about. And when Allah Ta'ala showers His favors and mercies on him, then what are we? But even then, whatever we do, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows. And that is also appreciated. Even if it is just one little, dot that it increases for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in need of it. His position on his own. And Allah is continuously, when Allah is raising his position, what we benefit from that. So we should do this also regularly. And also one other point that I wish to mention, that they had found, they made mashura, etc. And he was at Bloemfontein. They took him there to the hospital, the post-mortem, etc. Motor car accident. And then the same night, after they released the body, they went with it to Harrismith, to where he was living. They reached about 12:30 or so. And when he reached, they made the janazah namaz. That's another very, very good thing. They didn't delay for the next day. From there, a few points that we would like to just again repeat that we did. When some time back our safar was this side, towards Belfast, Tenderton, etc. Maulana Abdul Rahman, Lambat's son, Maulana Abdullah, his nikah was being made. And my brother Hafiz Farooq, his daughter's nikah also. And that time Allah opened it to me and may it be the right thing that we understood that to go specially for a nikah, that is not advisable. The safar was there, those dates were coinciding. So we just did it with the safar. But then Allah opened a lot of ulum and knowledge also at that time. And which we should try and bring within us as we go along in life. It's not difficult, our society, etc. And that is that nikah also and janazah also don't make it major issues in our life. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum got married and or their children, etc. We don't read anywhere that it was a big function. And they made sure that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present, that he must make the nikah. It wasn't like that. MashaAllah, recently, Mufti Ali Bhai's son, Maulana Muhammad got married. Just like that, didn't say that, no, you have to come, make the nikah, etc. Just inform, take duas, etc. And that also not even special. When you meet, the nikah of my son is taking place, make dua for him, etc. Or the person himself says, my nikah is taking place. But this extra debt, and this is also, which comes, which is in conformity with the hadith, that a dunya dar liman la dar lah. Because dunya is a house for that person who got no house in the akhirat. Wal maal liman la maal lahu. And is a banking place, a banking account for those who got no banking account in the akhirat. Wa yajma'u lahu man la aqla lahu. And that person gathers for this dunya and lives it up in this dunya who got no brains. So the same way a person who hasn't got values in his life, deen is the value. Who hasn't got that, then these social occasions, we make them big, big things. Sometimes we make a wedding a big thing, a janazah we make a big thing, and like in the Christians, the funeral is for 2 weeks, the whole big procedure, minimum is 1 week, 2 weeks, even longer, and big people, according to them, state presidents, and the body is paraded in the whole country, all this stuff. Those people who got nothing, no value in their life, who are empty, they make these things big. But those people who have got deen, they make deen. And we don't make deen big. And a deen in life, houses become a big thing in our lives. Cars become a big thing in our lives. Lifestyle, eating out, traveling out, these becomes big. Weddings become a very big thing in our lives. And funerals become very big things. But if we study the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as I said, a wedding was made, nikah was being made, they didn't even inform Nabi. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw some signs, he got surprised. Oh, you got married. He didn't get upset. You didn't inform me. I'm your Rasul. I'm your Sheikh. I'm your big Maulana. You didn't inform me. No, he gave duas to the person. There are many, many instances like that. Similarly, funerals also. That the person passed away, if it was at night, they wouldn't trouble Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here also, they wouldn't call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make the janazah namaz. They took the janazah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But make the janazah namaz. Baqi was just there, so they would take. And many places it is like this. In Darul Uloom Deoband, in the center, which is called Ihata Malsri, there is a specific place. And whoever passes away and one day janazah is to be made, in the Darulmi of the town, the people of the town of Deoband. Or they want the certain buzur, ustad of the Darulmi to make the janazah. Then they will bring the janazah the zohar time. After zohar, students are on the way to classes, they have to pass there. They just make the janazah namaz. Then from there they take it to the qabristan. So these things are not to be made so big also. And to be made so, we have to wait. Today we find people waiting. Somebody is coming from where and where for the janazah. You keeping 500,000 people up because somebody is coming, is delayed half an hour. Is delayed 1 hour. These things happen commonly. That should not be the case. And as soon as the janazah is ready, then today we have formalities, unfortunately, government formalities. You see to that, and the janazah is ready, make the janazah bari. The same thing with nikah, there shouldn't be unnecessary delay. If there is a valid reason, that's a different thing. But nikah is, the match is found, agreement is made, and how many cases we find in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they went and proposed, those people accepted, they made the nikah there. And so the and alarm of nikah is important, announce it. Now this was a boy, a woman, a man and a woman, and suddenly you see them walking together, shaitan will put all evil eyes, so announce it, that this, the nikah is taking place. That's all what there is, and then there is walima. And walima is also not a big deal. We find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's walima on the safar, and everyone, whatever he had, bring it, and we sit together and we eat. Walima is not even 200 people, small walima, no. Walima, just call 5-10 people. Make sure there are poor people in there. Some 1-2 pious people. Just in your name. And those people also don't have to go out of their way. Today we travel 200,000-500,000 kilometers to go for a walima. That also is not the correct thing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's walima also was, one was made that he gave some milk to the people, to their houses. Not that they take the trouble to come, just to the house there is walima. So this is how we should do. Mufti Ali Bhai, the Walima food, he send it to the house, finish, end of the story. No, all, but today when our other values are not valuable, our dini values, then we make, unfortunately, there is no vacuum. You have to give, make some things valuable. Then you make these things valuable. So may Allah give us tawfiq. We know in society, it's not so easy stuff. And you have to take, carry the brunt of it. If you want it, and you will get the sawab of making it alive in your family, in your community. People will talk lot of things and say lot of things. And also remember that if you want to please the people, that all the family must come, this uncle must come, that auntie must be here. Nobody has got in their hands barakat to put barakat in your nikah. Barakat is in the hands of Allah. And if you make Allah happy, Allah will put barakat in there. And if you want to make people happy, they will just criticize all the time. They will have various comments. Make one Allah happy, and the people who will start it, they will get the reward. Hey, for example, parda wasn't here in our country. Whoever started it and promoted it, whoever is going to do it from till the forever, they're going to get the sawab. There wasn't beard that was common to be kept. People were not keeping beards, those who kept and those who promoted it. They're going to get the sawabs forever. All these things here. So this nikah also, and funeral also, whoever will do it properly, sunnat way, and as it catches on, you're going to get the sawab. But for that, you will have to tolerate. Your own family will pass lot of remarks, and lot of things they will have to say. And it's not unnatural. They are used to that way. And unfortunately, in our culture, in our society, these things, marriage is a very big thing. And unfortunately, in one nikah once, Maulana's daughter was getting married to Maulana's son. And when the bride came out of the house now and she was going to, very many people commented, this is a Maulana's daughter getting married to a Maulana's son, the way that wedding was and the way that bride was dressed. Hey, so, all we involved in all these type of things, it was part and parcel. Marriage is a big issue. The whole family must get together, etc. And unfortunately also weeks before. How many women going to stay at the house for a week, 2 weeks before, all the work they have to do, etc. Now that has taken a little different change. Now you just hand it over to the catering department, to this department. People don't do much, but before we know, tents that were put up, now we're going to halls, etc. But really, it is a slave. And this is the essence of deen. And many times we give lot of preference to deen on other matters. Like for example, a person, how many people are so pardoned on their namazes, which is good, for takbir-e-ula, everything. But when deen, with the matter of deen, then you find weakness. In Mishkat Sharif, there is a narration that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will take people, accounts of people, namaz will come forward and say, oh Allah, I am namaz. In other words, this person was regular with his namaz. And with everything, even takbir-e-ula, saf-e-ula, everything. And he used to make namaz. So in other words, I'm interceding for him. Allah will say, namaz, you are very good. But later, we'll see about you. Allah won't be accepting the intercession of namaz also. And Allah won't put it off in an abrupt way also. In a very nice way, Allah Rabbul Izzat so high. So we also, from here, there is another lesson also we should learn. When we don't want to do something for somebody, like these collectors come and they collect money, you don't want to give. No problem if you don't want to give. It's not faris that you have to give. But don't be abrupt. Don't be rude to the person. Don't demoralize the person. Now one collector came and how he cried. And he was a genuine Allah wala. But how the person insulted him and humiliated him. If you take, even if he doesn't make baddua, Allah is watching. So in a nice way, say, I'm sorry, I can't. Even if some of them are very persistent, but then too, don't you lose your good. But you be in a nice way. If you don't want to give, don't give. Or if you want to give something small, just give something small. But don't insult and humiliate. Don't accuse the person. that you are all just robbers and you are taking away money from people, etc. Anyway, after namaz, roza will come, zakat will come, hajj will come, all the amal of Islam. And for everything, Allah will say, you are very, very good. But I'm not accepting your intercession. Then Islam will come, that way of life. An Islamic way of life. Then Allah will say, yes, by you, I will now forgive. By you, I will accept the namazes. By you, I will accept the rozas, etc. Also, in a different light, we find many people are very fervent of their namazes. I know one man who was a lawyer, very, very fervent, but in his initial days, suit and tie all the time. Right? And, but tahajjud he shouldn't miss. And his namazes he shouldn't. But later, mashallah, he changed completely. Just the namazes and the modern, the one lady that I know, that's so modern, big hairstyle, no trousers, very, very modern, but tahajjud pardon. Monday, Thursday, rozas pardon, etc. But the thing is that you must be, your Islam must be in order. Then all these other amal, even your farais, then they fall into place. So that Islamic way of life, so what marriages, what funerals, janazas, the Islamic system must be there. Not just sufficient that we are very pardoned on our one aspect of deen, of our amal. And how many riwayat in Bukhari Sharif that nobody will enter Jannah by his amal. Hey? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, oh Allah's Nabi radiallahu anha, not even you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, not even me. But that Allah enshrouds me in His mercy. So we mustn't be dependent on this. Must have that Islam. And mashallah, there are those people who they don't look very pious or anything, but they know the values of Islam. And they are very strong on the values of Islam. That is very, very important, the values of Islam and an Islamic way of life. Otherwise, many people wet the namazes, everything, but they go to the casino also. And they go, and they, for them there is halal arrangements also. There is musalla also there for them. Hey, so all that you are making, all your ibadah, that you haven't got that Islamic way of life. And the other thing is, a person knows his priorities as a Muslim. He knows the values of Islam. That is very, very important. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala grant all our marhumin jannah. And may Allah ta'ala let us prepare for that path. And let the true values of Islam come into our lives. Like this, it's very easy to talk, but when it comes to us, when my son is getting married, my daughter is getting married, and now the demand of the family, and there are those family members also say, even if you don't invite us, we are coming. Eh? So, then you feel that they come and there's no food, what are we going to do? There you start it off. Eh? Or one uncle is a favorite uncle, hey, no, he has to be here. The girl getting married, she also now her wish, wedding wish, that now only 5 people. From 5 it goes to 50 and it goes to 500. And to bring this in order, you have to put mountains on your heart, rocks on your heart. Your desires, you'll have to crush your desires. You will like that everyone must come. And the Mary making at wedding time is famous, all the passing the achar and bringing this and organizing that and seeing to this, all, everyone likes all that. People are in a happy mood and everything. It's all very nice, but it's against the strain of Islam. It's not easy, but may Allah gift of it. And also don't bring it in such a way that a holier than thou attitude. That all you people are baddeen, you don't know anything about deen. We know what is deen. Now do it and prepare the minds long before. And slowly, gradually bring it into the people. Let them understand. But still you will have to hear from people. People won't like it. And people will come with very, very pious excuses. That we don't meet the family. There is a time we can meet the family. And what meeting? All gossip takes place. Hey, the dressing, all the fashion, all those things take place. What else take place? And normally in such gatherings, Malana, Abdul Haq Madda, the Ahmed Barakatum of Durban, Allah reward him, was invited to one wedding, and then they were feeding in the hall. When they went in the hall, commonly now, Qirat takes place, then some Nazam, then some Bayan. So he said, all that is done in the masjid. You have called the people for meals. Don't delay now 1 hour. And they delaying for this person to come, that person. And you call the person for meals. Now all these other things. He says, just serve the meal straight away. So many times this also. And when that qiraat takes place, who is listening also? The people are talking openly, especially the woman's side. Announcement after announcement, please keep quiet. The teacher falls on deaf ears. And when the women are talking, there is no one listening. They don't listen to the announcements. They all just, everyone is talking at the same time. So all this be'adabi takes place also. So we should try. And also the other people, who what weddings they are having, Allahu Akbar, it's out of this world. Amount of waste and totally against Islamic systems. One wedding that took place recently in the Centen, what is that? Convention center, whatever it is. 2,000 people, 7 days, every day different programs. And 2,000 people for every day a separate wedding card. And one person who saw that invitation card, he says it can't be less than 1,000 rand. For 2,000 people times 7 days, 1,000 rand, just on the wedding card. And then the shopping, they go to Karachi, they go to Dubai, they go where and where. And what things are done, it's out of the world. And may Allah save us. But they are doing, we also are making weddings. Ours is small, theirs is big. We must have nikah and finish. Nikah and then walima. And walima also not a big issue and a big thing. But you have that so lot of, it comes in the hadith, inna a'zam al-nikahi baraka. Aisaruhu ma'una. The nikah in which there is the most barakah, in which there is the least effort, the least expenses. So you make that simple nikah, and then you will get that barakah. And we see in the annals of history from the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, those who made those simple nikahs, what great barakah Allah gave. As far as funerals are concerned, as far as nikah is concerned, what an example we have got in Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. At one ijtima in Saharanpur, after Juma, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali was also present, and he told Hazrat Shaykh, you have got two daughters, who are now of marriageable age, very close ties he had with Hazrat's family, and here are two boys, Maulana Yusuf Kandelmi, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah. The match is ideal. If we say we make the nikah, the girls don't know, got no idea also. And the father has the right to make the nikah of his daughter without asking her. And she has the right when she's informed, she can say, no, I'm not happy, I don't accept this nikah. Shariat has given her that right also. So Hazrat said, yes, it's fine, no problem, we make the nikah. The nikah was made. And after Juma namaz, when Hazrat went home, he told them that nikah, your put nikah is made. What a shock. So, and the girl's mother, Hazrat's wife, she said that you should at least inform me, I should have some clothes prepared for them. Hazrat said, what, were they walking around naked till now? The clothes they got, those clothes are sufficient. And the same night, they were sent away also. We can't accept it mentally also. Where are we going to do it practically? So in this way, and Hazrat is our example. And this is how we should try and reach, make our nikahs like this. Also, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, Hazrat had, I think, about 9 daughters. I'm not so sure. And he said, whenever I made the nikah of my daughter, it's sunnah to make the nikah. He said, I just gave so much time and preparation for it, like for 2 rakats of sunnat namaz. Like if a person is going to make 2 rakat sunnat namaz, he doesn't give invitation to 1,000 people. That I'm going to be making 2 rakat sunnat namaz, I'm inviting all of you. But sunnat namaz you make, your clothes have to be packed. You have to have wuzu preparation you have to do. Your place of namaz has to be packed, clean, etc. Your qibla must be right. All those conditions are the same way. For nikah also, there are few things which are sunnat, which have to be done. But not that the way we go about it. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali set a perfect example. And then see the barakat. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, in the whole world till today, his work is carrying on. Malana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullahi, in the whole world till today his work is carrying on. So this is that barakat what is in nikah. But we don't see that. We want the big show, big talk, wedding of the year, wedding of the country, wedding of the town, for all those things we look at. And look at the other side again, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when his father passed away. Maulana Yahya Rahmatullah Ali, also a very great buzzard. And it was those times in India when transport facilities, etc. Today is aeroplane, everyone just flies, etc. But those days to make a booking on a train was a problem. And to travel from Bombay to Delhi, or from Calcutta to Delhi was a big problem. It wasn't how it is today. Even in India it wasn't how it is easy today. So Hazrat, the janaza was made, finished. And then Hazrat, those days, letters also were on postcards. So that was the common way of corresponding. So Hazrat, to all his father's connections, all these murids, etc., his students, he wrote postcards to them. And he told them, I know that you people will want to come in condolences. Or in our time to show face. That we couldn't make it for the janaza, but we have to go there. We have to go and show face there. So I know you all want to come. Now for you to come from Delhi, from Bombay, from Calcutta, from Madras, 1,500 kilometers, takes 2 days, 3 days journey by train, etc. The whole coming and going 1 week, the expenses, it was big for those people in those days. So Hazrat said, you will come here to give me condolences. Alhamdulillah, I've got enough condolence. I don't need people to come in, tell me, make sabr. I got enough sabr. I don't need it, alhamdulillah. And the time you will take to come and go, I ask you that amount of time, spend it in reading Quran Sharif, zikr, etc. 1 week, and not at one time. Spread it over a year. And all that sawab, pass it to my father, that my father will get much more benefit than you coming here just to show face and going back again. And also, the money that you will spend to come and go, all that money, also not in one time, but in installments, give it out in the path of Allah. Then this also we should understand, why is it that, for example, we going to a funeral 500 kilometers away. Durban, there's a funeral, we're going to fly. We spend 2,000 rand on the ticket. No problem. Happily we will spend it. But tell that person to give the 200 rand in the path of Allah. Now he can't do it. He can't give 20 rand. But to go till there and all that, that he's prepared to do. But to give 20 rand in the path of Allah. So Hazrat said, in installments, that amount of money, give that also in the path of Allah and pass the sawab to my father and then write me one postcard. And tell me I have done this. This will make me much more happier and my father will benefit much more. So these realities Allah make that it comes into us. But today the deen in its essence is not there. Just the banner of Islam and just that we are just getting on the bandwagon that we also are following Islam and that. But what kind of Islam? We must try and bring that of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And our awliya who taught us the correct ways. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Mali Zakaria, got some nizam, ashar of Hazrat? No. Mali Ismail, you got some ashar.
One more point
comes to mind. When a person makes a second nikah, for example, a man was 50 years, 60 years, his wife passed away, he makes nikah, then he makes it simple. Why?
Why doesn't he make a big nikah now also, a big deal now also? A woman is 50, 60 years. Now lately, about 2-3 weeks in a month, there was a wedding in Joburg, 68-year-old lady. And all the pomp and all the people were saying how disgusting it is. Yes, so the woman is 68, the husband must be over 70. And now all this blowing of hooters and balloons and ribbons and all that. But normally, when a person makes a second nikah, just quietly, he just makes it. What's the difference between, that's also a nikah. The first nikah is also, why the first one so much odd? All that pomp and all the trimmings and all the things that we do. Do it in a simple way, and then inshallah, see the barakat that will come.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the ashar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Al-Aqdas. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Rangalayengi Kab Meri Aahe.
Rangalayengi Kab Meri Aahe. Fir Madina ki janib ko jaye, fir Madina ki janib ko jaye. Rangalayengi Kab Meri Aahe. Fir Madina ki janib ko jaye, fir Madina ki janib ko jaye. جب نظر آئے سبز گنبد، جب نظر آئے سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی اللہ جو میں جائے، کہہ کے صلی اللہ جو میں جائے. رنگلائے کب میری آہے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب حضور کا لمحہ تارے، جب حضور کا لمحہ تارے، ان کو سنائے، ان کو پسلے ہم سنائے. رنگ لائیں کب میری آہے، پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. اب نہ جانا مگر علی کو واپس، اب نہ جانا مگر علی کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے مانگے دعائے، چپ کے چپ کے مانگے دعائے. رنگ لائیں کب میری آہے، پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. تیرے دل پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، تیرے دل پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، چاہے اس سے طرف تجھ پر لٹائے، چاہے اس سے طرف تجھ پر لٹائے. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے. ملتزم پر مانگے دعائیں، ملتزم پر مانگے دعائیں. کب میری آہے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. دو عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، دو عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، کتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، کتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. رنگ لائیں کب میری آہے، تین مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. سارے رنگ لائیں کب میری
also with regard to weddings, etc. Another point also, there is nothing like birthday parties also in Islam. That also, many good people also celebrate birthday parties. Whether it is of the small children or whether it is of old people, there is nothing like birthday parties also. And there is nothing like celebrating death anniversaries also. Which birthday parties and that modernists do, modern people, and celebrating death anniversary, like the Barelvis do, have Uras, that is what they do. And as some alim had explained very beautifully, if those things were in Islam, making weddings a big thing, making funerals a big thing, birthday parties and funeral anniversaries, death anniversaries, then every day you'll just be occupied in death. Every day, what great awliya in Islam, Sahaba, there won't be chance to do anything else. And birthdays, if you start celebrating birthdays, and you want this one to come and that one to come, whole life you'll just be involved in birthday parties. And the same, what all the other things, the funerals all the time. And our Shaykh, Ahmed Rahmatullah Ali, so much so stressed upon me at one time, when Hazrat, some people in Azadwal invited Hazrat to their house. So Hazrat reprimanded me. And he says, you haven't still taught them the adab and etiquette of how to host a buzurg. He says, the best is, if you want to host somebody, give him the money that you wanted to spend. He can spend it wherever he wants to. Now for him to come to your house, etc., all the time that goes in there, and our dawahs, how elaborate, to eat, how long it takes, all that. The second is, if you really want to give your food, where that buzurg is going to be eating in your town, send your small pot there, that you let him eat it there. And the last is that you call him to your house. And then also Hazrat told that if you don't keep on accepting dawahs, that everyone say, by my house, dawat, by my house, then the people will say, Hazrat's work is nothing but to eat dawats. So many murids, this one inviting him, that one, all the time you'll just be eating dawats all the time. When you're going to do deen's work? This person is inviting you, that person is in, this person forces, then when you're going to do deen's work? So therefore, the correct understanding of this is very, very, very necessary. This beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Ran laye kab meri aahein, my sighs, my duas which come out from my heart, when will they take on color? When will they be accepted? When will I see the fruit of my dua? Phir Medina ki janib ko jaye my dua, that Ya Allah take me to Medina. So when will the time come that my dua is accepted? And I'm going towards Medina. When I go to Medina Sharif, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, when I saw, see the beautiful green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my heart will be so activated, will become so emotional, ke salli ala jhoom ke salli ala jhoom jaye. I will read Durood Sharif and I'll go in a trance, just reading Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab huzuri ka alam ata ho, and when I'll have the opportunity to be present in front of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is alive in his qabr, who hears our salatu salam, and according to some ulama, who sees us also, this great honor, unko afsane gham sunai, I will pour my heart out to my Nabi. I will tell him how I feel about Islam, etc. And this will only come if a person has got sunnats in his life, durood sharif, the value of deen. Otherwise there, it will be just ritual, some words that we will say. Just outwardly, we just rattle off some words and we carry on and nothing else. But if we have felt ourselves and now you can believe, you meet your beloved. One is, there is somebody who is your beloved, but is only in theory a beloved. And in theory, you learn some words also, and you just go and rattle. But one is your actual beloved. And when you go there, well, there is a world of difference. So those people who have that relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their presence and their salatu salam is completely different from that person who is only doing it in theory. Abne jana ho ghar, humko wapas. And the condition of a person will be that now he doesn't want to leave and go back home also. He met his beloved, he'll just want to stay there. Chupke, chupke, ye mange, dwai, silently, silently, that Ya Allah, make it that we just pass away here. And we just stay back in Medina Sharif. We don't have to go back again. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab. And now Hazrat changes the whole scene. And Kaaba Sharif at Multazam between Kaaba, Hajar Aswad and the door of the Kaaba. Oh Allah, I put my head on your, on that place there. Najan istarahtar tujh par lutai. I give my life in this way, begging, crying and making my connection with you. I give my life in this way. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. And what am I asking yet, Multazam? People ask lot of things of dunya. But I am asking, tu ho ja mera, me ho jao tera. Hey, kun lana, waj'alna laka. You be ours, make us yours. That is what I want, O my Allah. Multazam par ye mange dua'e. These are the du'as that we will ask at Multazam. Dona alam ki kya haqeeqat. And then a person realizes, what's the value of the two worlds? Dunya has got, it's not even one of the six wings of one mosquito. The whole dunya hasn't got that value. Jannat has got value. But even that in front of Allah, Jannat also is like hate, it is like nothing. When the people of Jannat will see Allah Ta'ala, they will completely forget Jannat and all the pleasures of, such will be the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye, as many realms that there are, universes, all we sacrifice on you. Now to listen to it and to get emotional is nice. But you see, one woman you can't sacrifice your one gaze. Eh? A little bit sweet talk of a woman, and how many of our friends, this also we have to give a separate bayan, it's becoming very serious. Our own good friends, how many of them on porn all the time? And they don't even, till late hours of the night, they don't care about the wife also. The lights are on and they're looking at all the filth and dirt and that. Right next to the wife, some of our friends, it's unbelievable that what they do. If you want to make your Jahannam, why make her dunya's Jahannam? You want to go to Jahannam with all your filth and dirt, why destroy her peace of mind? And her, the woman finally goes out, he hardly notices she went out. She went and sleep in the next room, the husband hardly knows about it. And this is becoming more and more. And our friends, I'm not talking of others, the letters that we get, our own friends. So this is a terrible thing. So we can't even sacrifice, yeah, we want to like get very emotional, we'll sacrifice everything for you, O Allah. But the poor, and she's a captive in your house. Now you are busy with all that filth, the dirt of other women. And when you married her, you had, why did you go and marry her now? And now you just disregard her, just treat her as rubbish, there's nothing whatsoever. What insults you throw on her, etc. And other women are now queens for you in your, and they rule in for you. If you do get them also, if you ask, your nature is such, after 2 weeks you'll treat them like rubbish. Hey, they also won't have. And where are you going to land up if you treat everyone like this? So a person must come right and think. Jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye, sare alam mein phir ke ya Rab, Makkah and Medina. Now take the message. Going the whole world over, Hazrat says, tere dard e muhabbat sunaye. Tell the people of the world what is your love, O Allah. Tera dard e muhabbat sunakar, telling people that what is the enjoyment of your love. Sare alam ko majnu banaye. We make the whole world mad in your love. Hey, and they go in a trance in your love. Sare alam ko majnu banakar, and having made the whole world mad in your love, mere maula, tere geet gaaye. We sing your song everywhere, your praises everywhere. That should be our condition, that we try and bring this into us. Lazzat e qurb paakar teri hum, and then we get the close enjoyment of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Then out of namaz you are in namaz. We are such in namaz, we are out of namaz. All the time, whether you are sitting with your wife in your arms, but you are in namaz. You are close to Allah. Who gave me this beautiful doll of mine? Who gave me this beautiful baby of mine? This house of mine, this comfort. I open the tap, water flows. I flush the cisterns, this toilet gets flushed. I press one button, lights go on. Fan goes on, the aircon goes on. Who gave me all this? So all the time you are with Allah Ta'ala. But others, we are in those namaz and we are far, far from Allah. Lazzat-e do jahan bhool jaye. And with you, all this namaz, but we will forget all the enjoyments of this dunya when we get your enjoyment. Dar-badar dhoonta hai ye akhtar. Hazrat says, this is what I'm looking everywhere in the world. Why I travel and go around everywhere? What am I looking for? Ehle dard muhabbat ko paaye. I find those people who have got your love. And when they're through, the mashayikh, the genuine mashayikh, when they find such people, it can be any person. It can be one of our students from Benin. As an ordinary Hafi student, but mashallah, what qualities he has got. If you see him outwardly, you won't think anything much. But mashallah, these are the things that we must develop. Huzaifa, yao. There is a boy, he's in a hips class, so small boy. Yao, Huzaifa.
Alhamdulillah. Just by the request of Hazrat, I'm just telling what Hazrat Dua has taught me. Alhamdulillah. That when Hazrat made dua for me, I used to always tell Hazrat, please make dua for me. After every time I tell him my problem. Problem to him, I used to tell him that Hazrat, please make dua for me. And so after that, he told me that every time I used to tell him that make dua for me. Then I told him this afternoon that through the work of his dua and Allah's fazl and karam on the sinner like me, and that he have chosen me, and I have got what Hazrat's dua, a connection in the heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, this is all through the fazl of Hazrat Dua and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I told him, then I heard in one majlis of Shaykh Aziz Mawlana Fazlur Rahman sahab, the one share of Khada sahab, that tumsa koi hamdam, dumsaaz nahi hai, baate hai hardam, awaaz nahi hai. This is a great share. Tumsa koi hamdam, dumsaaz nahi hai, baate hai hardam, awaaz nahi hai. This is the connection of Awliya Allah in the heart that goes with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is all through the barakat of Hazrat Dua. Where I was in sin and all guna, and how can I get this? All through the barakat. So inshallah we should appreciate the company of Hazrat. Jazakumullah.
There is a young boy. He's in a Hafiz class, but see, mashallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, this few safaris should be taking place. Inshallah, tomorrow Hazrat will be traveling to the Eastern Cape. The program will continue till Yawmul Ahad, until Sunday. And then inshallah, on next weekend, 20th and 21st of Jamaad al-Ula, will be the safar in Laudium. And on Yawmul Sabt, on Saturday, after Asr Isha Salah, will be an Islamic Jalsa taking place. I humbly request for all the brothers to participate. Thereafter, inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling to the South Coast, the 26th of Jamaad al-Ula, the Jamaad al-Ukhra to the 29th of Jamaad al-Ukhra, which is the 15th of April to the 18th of April. And then the Namibia Safar in Zimbabwe, which will be on the 10th of Rajab to the 21st of Rajab, that is the 29th of April to the 10th of May. And then finally our Islahi Jalsa, which will be taking place in Port Shepstone on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of Shaban, that is the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of May. Inshallah, we should all try to participate in these programs. Try ourselves physically to go, encourage other people also. And if we cannot manage to do so, then at least we should try to listen to these on the website. On the website. Alhamdulillah, give us a fiqh. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wa Salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Salim. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك احب الينا من انفسنا واهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم من احييته منا فاحينا على الاسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الايمان. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولاساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن احسن الينا ولمن اوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
آمين.